Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Sitting across from me is Russell Alford, who is one half of the Gastro Gaze and Sunday Times restaurant critic. Russell, for some reason, I can't remember why, I ended up some time ago reading the Kerry annual report. And one of the things in it was they had their trends prediction for the coming 3 or 4 years. And they more or less said, here are the flavours you're all going to end up eating by 2027. This is something that experts obviously can do, and you being in that category can do it for us. What are the new food fads and trends? What are the things we're all going to take for granted in about 6 months?
There's so many things. So I've myself and Patrick, the other gastrogay, have been looking into our crystal ball over the last couple of months, just seeing what trends are happening in New York, London, other cities around Europe, just to kind of see what's going there. Because you know the whole expression, you know, England has a cold, Ireland catches the flu type of thing, whatever. We kind of get that when it comes to food trends as well. We're very inspired by a lot of the global scenes, but we have a great food scene here. So I'm going to start off, as you might start off a meal, with a sharpener. This is a little mini cocktail. So this is not a full-size cocktail. This is almost like a minute, almost like a double shot almost, usually of like a martini or something like that. So quite elegant, quite fancy. These are starting to come on trend a little bit more. It's an inexpensive way to kick off a meal. Things like Gibson's, Manhattan's, martinis, they're in that realm of things.
So is it like a standard Manhattan or a standard Gibson, just very small?
Very small. Very, very small. So yeah, about half the size of an ordinary martini, let's just say. So this is a restaurant, De La Hunt in Dublin. That's one in particular that started doing these sharpeners. You're starting to see them creeping up as little mini cocktails. I saw them in London and Edinburgh in particular as an option instead of a full size one. So that's how a lot of meals are beginning. Then as we move into, I guess, cuisines, we'll go for some of those, shall we?
Please.
South American cuisines right now are starting to really come on scene a bit. There's been a few over the last couple of years. So there's been a Venezuelan place called Arepas Grill here in Dublin on Richmond Street. Been doing a fantastic job. But then Cantina Valentina, which has opened up at the Hoxton here as well, that has been a fantastic Peruvian restaurant. Lots of ceviches, beautiful flavours going on there. Very close to us here at News Talk, Am I by Victor is a Brazilian restaurant. This is being hotly tipped potentially for a Michelin star as well because of the high standard of cooking that's going on there. So we're starting to see this, I guess, this emergence more and more of South American flavours. We have a lot of European. We've had quite a lot of Pan-Asian cuisines, but South American has not quite gotten into the Irish seen too much at the moment.
And thanks to Mercosur, we can get the ingredients for cheap.
Yeah. And moving on. So other things that I'm looking at. Have you ever this is a trend that's possibly a little bit more on the Insta, TikTok kind of vibe. Have you seen burgers being cut in half and served flat, upside down, on a large dish? So if you imagine a large oval dish, I love an oval plate, by the way. I think they're superior to every other type of plate. There's a load of sauce on the base, so like a cheesy sauce or maybe a peppercorn sauce. The burger's cut in half and served with the two rounded ends facing up and then a load of chips on the side.
No, see, this has to stop. The burger is one of those things that reached its apogee and it was fine.
Yes.
We didn't need to mess with it. We didn't need to smash it. We didn't need to cut it in half. We didn't need to do it. We all need to just take a step back. Decent burger is a decent burger. Doesn't need to be messed with.
But what if you can dip the decent burger into a lovely sauce? Like a French dip style.
Oh, I think it's too much.
Oh, try it sometime. I'm seeing this as very much a trend that we're going to continue to see.
Dipping burgers and stuff.
Dipping burgers and stuff, yes.
Okay.
Are you a fan of hot honey?
Depends on what you mean. I have never heard of hot honey.
Hot honey. So this is basically honey that has been spiked with chili and a bit of spice in it. It's hugely popular on pizza toppings. So as an accompaniment to pizza for dipping your crust. So an alternative to your garlic dip type of thing. I'm suspecting this is out for this year. It was a huge thing in 2025.
Oh, I've missed it.
You've missed it. It's gone. It's finished. It got to the point that I saw Kellogg's have launched Crunchy Nut Cornflakes hot honey flavour. I don't know why you'd want chili first thing in the morning. I think that's offensive.
Huevos ranchero is a great thing early in the morning.
Actually, you got me there. Yes, very, very good. Very good. There's another product that launched that I only saw 24 hours ago and it's lost me there. But that has also been a hot honey branded thing. I think that's out, but I think ranch is in. Ranch dressing is going to be the condiment of 2026.
Now, ranch has always been a solid performer across the Atlantic, but it's never gotten a foothold in the Irish market.
And it's slowly getting there.
This is its moment.
This is its moment now.
Does that mean it is coming with chicken wings or with salad or just across the board?
Across the board, pizza, chicken in particular, because of so many of the...
Pizza
as well, yes. So...
Pizza with ranch dressing?
Yes.
You disgust me.
Dip it. Trust me. Kev Ahern, who is the amazing chef who used to be behind Sage down in Middleton, he has launched a whole range of products. That he's also done a lot of collaborations with Dunn's in particular for the Simply Better range. He has an amazing ranch dressing that's now available across the country. He also, funnily enough, has a hot honey ranch, which has combined two trends in one, and it is truly remarkable. It's amazing as a condiment. I see this slowly getting in a couple of restaurants around the place. Caribou, Chubby's out in Fairview, Goldie down in Cork, Charlie's Pizza up in Belfast. They all have amazing ranches, and you can just start to see it becoming more of a dip, moving away from the garlic and herb and moving into the ranch.
Saying, some places doing hot honey pizza. That was what you were suggesting as a dip, which I'm still skeptical about, but I will go with you as the greater expert in these matters. One of the things that I know that you're a fan of, and I'm intrigued by this because I think I want to subscribe to your newsletter, is the rotisserie chicken.
Oh, what's it? The bachelor's handbag, as it's affectionately known. I'm a massive fan of a rotisserie chicken. It's a go-to for everyone. But it's a supermarket staple. That smell as you walk in, you can just get that waft of it. The New York Times cooking column, which is a section, which is a huge entire platform of its own online, they declared 2025 the year of the rotisserie chicken. So if New York is saying 2025, let's see it here. We have obviously the likes of Poulet Bonne Femme and Spitjack down in Cork. They are all very, very established when it comes to rotisserie chickens. But over in London and Paris and New York in particular, in London I'll mention a few. The Nave of Clubs, which is an Irish chef, Patrick Powell, is there. Bebe Bob in Soho, that was hard to say. There's a Lebanese place called Tomb and another one called Twirly Bird in Spitalfields. All of them are doing variants of rotisserie chicken and it's proving massively popular.
You see, I think you go back to the bachelor's handbag. Mm. The basic off-the-shelf supermarket rotisserie chicken, it's very hard to beat.
It really is.
It barely costs more than a raw chicken.
Yeah.
Because it has been held at a temperature for quite a while, it has gone fall off the bone delicious and you can make stock out of it.
Exactly.
It just gives it all.
It does everything. A lot of these places are doing it to that just that little level better. They're going organic. They're going free range. They're putting their own flavours into it and they're serving it with salads, fries, aiolis, ranch potentially as well. I think this is going to be something that we're going to start seeing. It's probably a very easy, affordable way of serving a very decent meal that's crowd pleasing and everyone's happy with. So we could be seeing that.
And it's great for leftovers. What you don't need, break it up, turn it into a risotto.
Absolutely.
Oh, for God's sake, the burger has got so small, but cost going up that now cutting it in half to con people into the little burger looking bigger on a plate.
You still get both halves.
Yeah, but they're going to be smaller halves. You're not going to notice because it's going to be on one of your big fancy oval plates that you like so much.
Yes, very true, very true.
Before you go, we have been knocking on the door of three Michelin stars for quite some time. Is this the year where we are finally going to get the top accolade? Because it's been a while.
It has been a while. A lot of people are saying that it's the time for it because the Michelin Awards are coming here this time next month on the 9th of February. So the ceremony is going to be held here for the very first time. We're assuming that might be a good sign that potentially Chapter 1 could get the Michelin star for Ireland. I'm not, the third Michelin star for Ireland, I should say. I'm not ruling out Leah in Black Rock as well as a potential to get a third star. Sublime.
I don't know how they make their judgment. I mean, there are places like Dax, which doesn't have a star, and I still to this day cannot fathom how it at least doesn't have two. Mm. And then there's places where you've got two and nudging on three and you're saying, ah, lads.
Michelin is it's an imperfect system, but at the end of the day, when we talk to chefs all the time, they always say, look, this is the accolades in our industry and this is what we aim for. Not everyone necessarily wants it, but many, many do. I suspect we'll see a couple of new additions here, but they're slow to get the attention of Ireland. They're slow to maybe get out west. The Michelin Guide have been... Do you remember a couple of years ago where they almost every Michelin star went somewhere in Cork? it was clear that the inspectors visited Cork while forgetting maybe other places. Notwithstanding, those places are fantastic and deserve the accolade. It's just a little bit of a wariness, but we'll see how this year goes.
Russell, thank you so much. Russell Alford, one half of the Gastro Gaze, and of course, restaurant critic for the Sunday Times. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or you can get us for free and for nothing, 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp. Have you ever tried Rivesci Cashew Chili Crush? That's the best thing ever for everything.
It's amazing. And they, in fairness, do a fantastic hot honey too.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers. Watch it work.